Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you for being with us this afternoon on this beautiful sunny day. And it's Renette Meiberg on Cape Pulpit, and we are going to be having this beautiful guest of ours. And I know you all know her, but I have to introduce her correctly. She is just such a joy to be a colleague of mine, and she is the co-host of Almarie Dupree, is the co-host of Get Up and Go Breakfast, with a rich background in psychology and as a music therapist, musician, radio and TV presenter and voiceover artist. It is an ambition of hers to use her God-given talents and her voice to enrich the lives of others. She will be sharing her life's journey with us and the challenges and the lessons and the rewards that she's had, but she has got a remarkable testimony. So she's going to share that with us, and she is absolutely such a joy to work with, and I cannot wait to hear what you've got to share. And I know you've had many challenges, but praise the Lord that He's brought you through everything, and He is here with us today, and He's going to really give us a real insight of where Almarie has been. So Almarie, come share with us where you've been, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, Renette, first of all, ditto to work with you. It's wonderful. And it's such a privilege to sit on the other side for a change, not on the seat where we ask the questions, because I think especially in the industry of radio and media, people often have the perception that everything is glamorous. Yes. Everything goes well for a person because they see the pictures. They think it's a lifestyle where you just get to see new places and meet new people. And even if that's the case, they don't often see the other side of what you go through. So even for you listening today, I hope that this might liberate you from that thing of thinking someone else, the grass is greener on the other side kind of situation.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. So, yes, you know, you've shared with us in previous times about your journey. So just give us a little bit of a background, where you've been and where are you right now?
Okay, so Renette, I've had many seasons, but I just quickly want to go back when I was a child. I remember I sort of from a young age had two dreams when I started to show an interest in psychology as well as music. And it was to be in a rock band. And I wanted to be a musician, and I wanted to be a psychologist. And I come from a small town in Northwest in South Africa called Brits. And I sort of accomplished both those dreams during my lifetime, even if they were shaped a little bit differently. And with the music, I quickly found out that it's not that glamorous to be in a band. It costs you more sometimes to get to the gig than what you earn when you're on stage.
A lot of sacrifice.
But it was beautiful times. It was the start for many other music doors opening. And then my studies after working corporate, I did study psychology and I ended up doing music therapy. And I could just see the Lord's hand in terms of marrying the two loves that I had in my life, which is music as well as the psychology. But yes, many things that happened along the way on my journey. And I'll get to where I'm at now because ironically, this year, this season, feels exactly like the season I felt in 2016,
goodness,
which we spoke about. So let me take you back to that year. It was a year where I was in a relationship which I thought was going to lead to marriage, and it was mutual. My picture was already hanging in the future mother-in-law's house. You know, she was convinced I'm the one. So it was a serious relationship, and it ended not in a good way as well, where I got very hurt. And in that period of time, I already knew that I had an autoimmune disease, but a viral infection caught up and I landed in hospital. I had to stay there for quite an extensive period of time. And also one of my best friends, someone that I really leaned on, we both did, but that relationship fell to pieces. And it didn't make sense also. It was one of those things that you can't pinpoint what went wrong. But to lose that support, a decision that I had to make because of the time spent in hospital to move back home to my parents. I quit the job that I had at a big church where I was also a worship leader because something in me knew that I can't go on the way I did.
Yes.
And something had to give. And that was a season where I moved back home. Now, I'm the middle child. I've got two brothers. Look, middle child children, they just want to get away. They think the if they get away from these circumstances, they're going to make it work on
yes.
their own.
And the concentration is on the oldest and the youngest most of the time anyway.
Yes. And because I come from a small town, I have big dreams. So for me, it was a thing of I thought, no, if I leave this place, I'm going to fulfill all of that. But there was so much value in going back home. I had to confront the armory from school, how I felt in my skin. And beautiful things happened, like the headmaster of our high school. He wanted to employ me as a music therapist there for the time, as well as giving singing lessons and piano lessons, which I did. But it was so strange to go back and feel like you're starting over on every level.
In the starting blocks again.
The TV program that I hosted at the time came to an end. So I felt very alone, very isolated, not quite knowing how to get out of that situation. And I can't remember exactly if it was 6 months or a year before things started to change again. But I just remember feeling like I can't do this. And even as a believer, it was like I could not understand how to find the Lord in this process.
Did you feel like you were running on empty?
Empty, unprotected, even if you are with the people that you know love you. I mean, I'm blessed with a mom and dad that will go to the ends of the earth for me. And I come from a family where we grew up going to church, you know, knowing the Lord. I think later in life, I only really got to have an intimate relationship with him. But it was not a very nice period. And then to top it all off, I drove from Brits to Pretoria, where I was on radio doing a pre-recorded music program, middle of the day. And it was just one of those accidents which happened in a split second where I looked down. And when I looked up, I lost control over my vehicle.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a very busy highway. A lot of accidents actually happen on that road. And 12 o'clock, middle of the day, my car it started to spin. And before I knew it, it flipped up in the air. It was like Hollywood star kind of accident.
Wow.
I remember in those moments, you wait to bump into another car because you're disoriented. You don't know where your vehicle is going.
Yes.
And it was so frightening. And the adrenaline that goes through your body, I can't even imagine. But I'll never forget the last turn when the car actually, it bumped on the ground and then it lifted me up in the air. And as it was turning around, the windscreen was already shattered. So I was waiting for the impact of that windscreen into my face.
Yes.
Or I thought, if this car is going to land now, it's going to crush me as well. And it came to a still stand on the roof. Luckily, I had my safety belt on by the grace of God. You have so much adrenaline in your body that I just crawled out of that vehicle as quick as possible. I think it also went through my head, if it's going to explode, I don't want to be there. And I can laugh only at myself and the irony. I had a T-shirt on that day that was still in my younger years. Were you wearing skinny jeans and
yes,
stuff?
Yes, yes, yes.
Renette, my T-shirt said, crazy but fun.
Oh, my goodness.
And I, looking back at the situation, I cannot even imagine what the people that
were
came
thinking.
To rush and help me were thinking. There was no other car involved. Thank the Lord, nobody else got hurt. The car came, it was on his roof, on concrete, and then people started to rush towards me. You have so much adrenaline. If someone went through a traumatic experience, I say to them, listen, I need to go to work now. And they just looked at me like, lady, you know, you're not going anywhere. It wasn't 2 minutes. An ambulance actually stopped there. And I was like, is this how it works? They were on their way to Brits. So
can
they
you
just
believe
stopped.
That is in the Lord's hand?
And the only thing on my body that we could notice at the time was a paper cut scratch. And they said, okay, just go to hospital to check if you need a stitch. But for now, they can't see that there's anything else wrong. So my dad came through. We went to, you have to make a police case as well. We did that. We went to the hospital. And I remember this irony of my mom, which is obviously 30 years, she's 30 years older than me, having to push me in a wheelchair where from the outside, nothing was visibly wrong. And I said to the doctor, unless I'm going to get, what is gips in
English? A cast.
Yes, a cast. No one is going to believe that anything happened to me. And after that, the difficulty kicked in when, but that was my moment of saying, I don't like to give the devil credit. Mm. But I remember feeling in my spirit, up to here and no further. And I had to perform 3 days after the accident. Now, I asked my dad, will he take me through? We went all the way to Johannesburg. I performed. I decided that no matter what, I'm not going to lie down. So it's a lot. When life hits in one area of your life, I don't want to say it's easier, but, you know, when it's body, mind, and spirit.
That's correct. Yes, that is where you actually, the delayed reaction.
And it is huge. And the problem which I found was to how to communicate to people what I'm going through. Because on the outside,
you look fine.
You look fine. People That's think everything is fine. And sometimes I even found the more I try to explain what I'm feeling, people are just like, no, but you look fine.
That's it.
So it led to a lot of growth in my life. Mm. And I think what I take from all of that, and like I say, there were many seasons after this, and we can maybe elaborate later
yes,
on.
Yes, please do. Please do.
But I think in times where we go through lots of trouble, God can feel very far away. But if we look at the promise of the Bible that He says, I'll cover you with my wings, I think I've learned that the bigger the troubles, the bigger the wings that God has.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah, and if we can visualize that for ourselves, instead of thinking you're unprotected, feeling like you're almost there where the vultures are going to come for you, you know, when we see it in nature where there's a little animal which is exposed, because in animal kingdom, sometimes the weak are being rejected.
That's great.
And you're so vulnerable, but with us, I believe it's the opposite, where God comes and He says, but I'm there. And the more your troubles, the more I'm going to be there to show you how strong I am.
Yes. Yeah. Amen. And that is such a beautiful analogy, because when He says we can come under His wings, that means we are so close to Him.
Yeah.
And that is just such a beautiful, comforting feeling.
Yes.
And like a blessed assurance that we know that He is with us.
Absolutely.
In these trials and tribulations. But, you know, you were sharing what I really took from this, you know, this journey of yours, is the fact that we look okay.
Yeah.
But we're actually not okay.
Yes.
And it's okay not to be okay, but the world doesn't operate like that. They move. They're moving on, and you are still in the starting blocks of actually dealing with what you have had to deal with.
Absolutely.
I mean, because there's loss involved. It's a car. It's you know, and
it's
again,
the trauma.
It's
you
the trauma,
experience that.
And you didn't actually have time. You just had to get up and perform.
Absolutely.
Again, perform.
Yeah.
And I think this is where we go missing in a transition of not dealing with what we need to deal with at the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, and unfortunately, us that have studied psychology, myself included, we end up doing, because we have the tools, we think we're actually dealing with it.
Yes, 100%.
And it's not so.
Yeah.
We have to speak out. We have to, because healing is actually talking about it.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably what happened with you. You were telling people, but nobody was hearing or listening because they didn't see anything wrong.
Absolutely.
And that is so sad, because we, and that is where we spoke about earlier this morning. We need to learn to listen.
Yeah.
And we don't listen to each other.
I'm thinking, you're making me think now of the COVID period where we had so much grace for each other. People couldn't wait to see each other in a shopping center and maybe share a hug or just a glance of human contact. But unfortunately, we lived in such a rushed world. And the only way to really connect with people is if you take the time and if you really, truly listen. And I'm thinking in the season where I'm now, I have to make use of alternative transport at the moment.
Mm. And it's like almost full circle, hey?
Full circle, I'm telling you. So, yes, our challenges, it's not to say they're going to stop. There's not a place where we arrive and we say, listen, now all my challenges are gone. I'm in a good season. There are seasons in life. But having these trips with people which you only know for that moment where you are in the vehicle has been so fruitful, and I've learned so much. And again, if you don't ask, I've also learned this, you can actually have meaningful conversations from the word go.
Mm.
I think a lot of the world, the entertainment, the superficiality, yes.
It concentrates on what we see.
Yes.
The concentration is on what we see all the time. We have to take in, and we're not hearing. And then at the same time, we don't hear the Lord.
That's so true. And I remember wrote a song about a girl having a tattoo, but it was a metaphor for how people judge in terms of their perception of something. So if you think it's wrong to get a tattoo, you're just going to notice the tattoo on someone's body, and the rest doesn't matter for you.
Exactly.
But we kill each other with those kind brandings of condemnation, that perception. And it's only through conversation where we actually can really see God in other people as well and get to learn about our own faith.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, I just want to remind you that, you know, often we ask people how they are, and people have learned to say, I'm fine. And, you know, I got to a stage in my life where I was a bit cheeky. I used to say to them, okay, I'm not going to tell you because you might have to do something about it.
Wow.
So I got that, if you really want to know, then you might have to do something about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that is where, if you really want to know. So often we say we're going to pray and we're going to do things for each other. Yeah. Then we don't do that. It's not actually on our hearts.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I just want us to continue this conversation, but we're going to take a break now and we're going to play out with Pray On, one of my favorite friends in the music industry, Karine Duval, with Alvira Standeley. And they are just a beautiful combination. So just stay tuned with us, and we're on Facebook Live. Just go on Facebook and see Almery, our gorgeous Almery, in the studio with us, and enjoy Pray On with Karine Duval. Was that not stunning? That was Pray On with Karine Duval and Alvira, and they are too precious. And this is really where we are going to cover the fact that we need to pray in these times when things happen. And, you know, Almery has the co-host of our Get Up and Go with the breakfast show in the mornings. And she's up and brightly and sprightly, but her life has also got its own challenges. Yes. And it's really been quite a long extended journey, you know, where it's been a long period of time, but you feel as though, you know, it's seasonal and you're coming into another season of change. So Almery, just share with us, you know, I'm sure you've asked, where is God in all of this? You know, and we're not questioning him, but we're asking, like, when are you going to show me who you are?
Yeah.
And I think that is the challenge, is that connection that we need to find in these times. So just share with us, you know, what you've experienced on this journey.
I think yesterday, I like to listen off air now. We obviously have a lot of preparation that we do that feeds your soul, and we're blessed with our programs that we grow with our listeners. But I like to listen to a podcast first thing in the morning when I prepare to come to work. And oftentimes, you just find something that you feel is specific for you. So the first thing I've learned is you become what you feed yourself with, what you watch, what you read, because that influences your mind. And for me, I'm an overthinker galore. So I had to learn to get ways as well, which are healthy, to help me not to dwell on. You have to deal with what happened to you in all circumstances. And I'm not a believer of this, what they also term toxic positivity. We can't be happy all the time.
No,
God has given us realistic seasons to mourn with each other, to walk the journey. But the one thing I've realized is the overthinking, the going over things, the even if we have times of trouble or we have to practically sort something else out in our lives, is coming to the place of surrender. And I got a quote yesterday, which I thought I have to share this today. It says, growing closer to God is not the result of try harder, but surrendering more.
Wow. I love that.
So the process of surrender is an everyday process, regardless of where you are in your life. And I've had to learn also, I was smash and grab in Pretoria, and the first, this was way before the accident. So like I said, this is not the first round of things you go through, yes, which are troubling. And there's, you can't always say, yeah, it's because this or that. Things happen. Life happens to everybody in different circumstances.
And it compounds.
Yes. Mm. And if you look at Job's life, he's the example that God gave of the things didn't happen to him because he didn't serve the Lord, but still they happened. And it was an example of how do we handle those circumstances. But after the smash and grab the first time, I could not for a year drive in the evening, because the problem was where it happened, I had to cross that traffic light every day, and it happened at that traffic light still every single day.
Oh my goodness.
And so at that period where I was very traumatized, I lost my almighty sense of being excited about everything from a butterfly to a cloud. You know, I can...
It's personal violation.
I can get excited about the silliest of things, you know. It can. I'm like, oh, the Lord is thinking of me. There's a butterfly, or the beautiful cloud formation, and nature, especially something close to my heart.
I know you
heart.
Love nature.
And when that, I was robbed of feeling emotion about these things. I was sort of numbed. I had to learn to still experience God without the feeling. And that's an important thing, because I think in many contexts from church, where we feel great when you worship or you are with your fellowship with other people, there's going to be periods in your life where it's going to be like a desert. And you're going to wonder, but where's God if I don't feel God? But to even know He's there without the feeling is something powerful in my life. And to continue the internal dialogue where you surrender, where you praise Him, where you show gratitude, where you write those things which are in place in your life, and to mindfully also not focus on materialistic things when you thank God for stuff in your life, but to think about the character growth. Mm-hmm. And Renette, that's something with the seasons all our presenters are in at the moment. I said to Brad the other day, I think we must start clapping and celebrating the right things for each other. Yes, it's wonderful if we can say, oh, the Lord provided a car for me. But what about, wow, Omri, well done with the patience we witness in you after the season.
Yes.
And
yes.
Those and character growth.
And
because
go.
That's what God says. He says your trials and tribulations is something to celebrate. So I think that's another thing I've learned during all these periods of trials.
And that is exactly what I gathered a couple of days ago. It's been, cannot say their names, Meshach and the other guys that were in the fire.
Meshach, Abednego, and wacht, nou moet jy self.
I'm sorry, I'm not bending. I've tried, and I'm not going to embarrass myself right now. But I can read them.
Yes.
I can read them.
Yes.
I mean, when he didn't take them out the fire.
Wow.
He got into the fire with them.
And the thorn in Paul's flesh.
So we need to know that he's in the fires with us. He's not going to take us out, because we have to learn his character. And I think that has just been such an, for me, especially with the seasons I've been in for the last couple of, you know, I don't want to even put numbers to it.
Yeah.
But God is just, I've learned so much of His mercy and His grace.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, your story just reminds me of that situation, that you're in the fire, but He's in it with you.
It's not a biblical quote. I don't even know if this person was a believer, but I'm trying to quickly get the quote.
Sure, please do.
It's exactly what you said now. We emphasize, is that life is all about how well you walk through the fire.
Yeah.
because we are going to walk through that. And then another thing, I think, Renate, we know this, because of the nature of our work, I feel extremely blessed. Also, having studied music therapy, working in different contexts, you see the poorest of the poor. You see, we hear the stories on air. Mm-hmm. We hear people who made 180 turnaround. But we see the prayers from our listeners every day that mm-hmm. they ask for prayer for certain things. So never, ever, that's the other thing, is to guard yourself against falling into self-pity. There's a season of going to God and feeling what you need to feel and to deal with those feelings. Again, it's so important. And if you need a professional person to walk the journey with, you do that as a profession yourself,
Renee. Please get the help that you need. It's so worth it.
It's so worth it. And especially because our family members, they care for us so much. They're often too close to the situation to be objective. And it's not always their place to guide us.
And they
us.
Pain with you and they cry with you and mourn with you. And I think you're 100% right about that. And it's not that, because today it's no shame. The world is different today than it was 20 years ago. I mean, we have huge issues. Our children have issues, the peer pressures, and we need to take the help that there's out there. The Lord said, go and seek counsel.
Yes.
He's given us permission to do it.
Now, I shared with you where I'm at. There are a few challenges at the moment, and the difference that I feel now compared to 2016 is when a challenge hit, previously I would have wanted to phone every one of my women friends, every person that's going to uplift me, whether it's good advice or not, but it's going to make me feel better. Now, there's two people that I phoned first. The first is a Duomni, which I've walked the walk
a journey with.
And I know he's not going to tell me what I want to hear, but he's going to tell me what the Bible says about my situation and my walk with Jesus, what he believes. And then I have another person. I'm blessed with someone who's an emotional intelligence specialist, and she knows my backstory. So very quickly, she can again just pull all the strings together. So I don't go for the feel good. Yes, you still share with your friends. But when it comes to growing as a person, I've realized if I really want to grow, I must go to that which is often uncomfortable, which is not what you want to hear. But it's going to bring the best Almighty out of me, and it's going to help me to grow. And by the grace of God, as a musician, you get to put that back into your songs.
Oh, your people are so gifted and blessed to be able to do that.
Yes, it's such a gift that God has given us to make music and to put that back and to voice what other people might not say with their own voices. Mm. And also, you know, you see those behind you that you can mentor again because of what you went through. So there's so much depth that God opens up for us when he takes us through these trials. And the revelation of who he is, I wouldn't take that back for the world.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, that is so precious. That is so profound, because that relationship, you stay connected to him. But at the same time, you're connected to yourself as well. That is the greatest, greatest gift God can give us. But we're going to have Casting Crowns. Good, good father. Is that not who he is? I cannot wait. You know, he is just so precious.
He's
so amazing. He confirms my programs every single week with the music that we get on here. So let us enjoy Casting Crowns, Good, Good Father. Good afternoon, and thank you for being with us this afternoon. And we are on Facebook Live. I really want to encourage you to go in and have a look at who's in the studio with me. I have Almarie Dupree, and she is our co-host of the Get Up and Go Breakfast Show with Brad, and they are such a powerful team, and it's such a joy to have her in the studio with me. And she's really been such an encouragement, and you're going to encourage us now. It just, you know, how you've absolutely just risen above all this, and you glowing and you're beautiful, and it just comes through with art. You're so beautiful inside and out, and it just comes naturally to you. And I know that you've been through what you've been through, and praise the Lord for the way he's absolutely given you that gift to rise above it. So just share with us, and what would you like to tell our listeners?
I'm thinking now, I've been blessed, and it's also been quite a journey. If I look at my life and every sphere of work that I've been in, some things I never planned. It wasn't part of my plan, but I landed up working corporate. And then after I did my master's with the music therapy, I did everything just to om die pot aan die kook te hou. So I'm with the different places that I worked in and the different people that I've met and even the influential people that I know in my life, you know, that has big platforms in life. The one thing that I found is that the more transparent one can be and not compartmentalize
yes.
your life, especially for us as believers. There's not a, I'm at Sunday school, I'm in church, God, and then a God like, for example, let's say I'm a worship leader in a church on a Sunday, and then I go and I sing at a bar or a function, and,
oh, and you so know, many where's people God are doing there? That.
The more we can integrate God as the thread in our lives, to know that He's always there. We are not from this world, but we are in this world. And we don't have to fear that we're going to go to a place or God isn't only going to be in certain areas of the community. He is everywhere. And we live in a country, we don't even have to talk about the crime statistics. There are people that fear just to step out of their homes. There are people that fear to step into their homes. Mm-hmm. Just know this morning, no matter where you are, God is all omnipresent. He
yes.
is everywhere.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So I think fear is still an emotion. And Joyce Meyer always says this, where she says, even if you feel the fear, you can still do it. You can feel fearful and still be faithful.
Wow.
And that's also what I had to learn. Your emotions are not the compass of where God is at in your life. So for you this, where are we? Midday. It's already
it's
not morning anymore.
Heading for 1 o'clock.
if something about my life can encourage someone to know. Also, Raynette, even if parts of my job come with being in the public eye, that was never God's design. This whole thing of putting people on pedestals, and even the friends that I have in sports sphere, in media, in acting and so on, I don't believe it was God's design that a person should ever be glorified in the way they are. But it comes with the territory, and a lot of times it's because people really want leaders and role models in
yes.
life. But I want to encourage you today, if you feel unseen, and you think, yes, but I can't accomplish anything because I don't have a platform. We're not supposed to have platforms. We are created to honor God with our lives.
Yes, whether representing Him well.
Whether that is you baking today and you're baking a cake and nobody sees the hard work that you do. Oftentimes I speak to the security at our complex. And I mean, they sit for most parts, they sit alone for the whole day.
I know.
And I'm again, you know, that doesn't mean that person doesn't have impact. If he wasn't there, we will not be protected. So step into your role that God designed you for. As far as possible, don't compare yourself with people. Celebrate what God has given you today, that you have breath in your lungs. And may God bless you today with new revival, with new energy, with new hope, despite your circumstances. And just to know that He is for you, He is around you, in you. God is so much bigger in the places where we also mourn and where we have circumstances that we can't do on our own. We're not supposed to. We're yes. supposed to surrender.
Oh, love that. That was so encouraging. And thank you, Omar, for being so transparent. And you were just such a joy to have. And I hope you that you felt encouraged and that you're not alone out there. We all go through things. And this is real life. And you know my program's about that.
Yeah.
And that is why I feel so comfortable. My guests that are on my program are so comfortable to come and share their journeys. And yes, we know that God is the God of everything. He is the good, good Father.
Yes.
He is the good, good Father. And we can just hold on to that and keep our eyes focused on Him, and the rest will grow dim. And we just know that He is the one that will be in the fire with us.
Amen.
So be encouraged this afternoon. I just want to encourage you this afternoon that go out there, hug each other, love each other, listen to each other, and really take care. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family. Take care of your friends. And have a relationship with Jesus Christ. That is the most important, that you don't get disconnected and desensitized by what's happening in the world. That you stay connected. So I ask you, family and friends out there, go out, take care, stick to the rules, though, of all the rules.
Yep.
And I will see you next week. And we say goodbye this afternoon. And thank you so much for being with me this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Renate. And your whole family listening to Rise. It was a blessing to be here today. Thank you.
Goodbye. Enjoy the rest of your week. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.